He says, you know, Mr. Brown is coming out of incarceration. You know, he's looking for some girls to sing and, you know, trying to get the band back together. And I'm like, okay, so what you telling me for? He said, why don't you try it? I said, not me, you know. No, it's not possible. He said, send him one of your tapes. So I sent a cassette.
This is a man's world.
I hear it, but I don't see it. That's Mr. Brown, you know. And so he said, well, give me a VH tape. I'm dating myself, so excuse me. So I sent that of me doing Thursdays in the Park downtown Buffalo with the Unity Band. I see it, I hear, but she's not here. I need somebody here. So he was doing auditions, and he was going to go out to L.A. to do the auditions. So Ryan said, I don't know how you can do it, how you do it. Can you get down here? Because we're rehearsing the band. He's putting the band together. We're rehearsing. And we need someone to do this vocals, and I know you can do it. I'm like,
ain't you hear about the new breed thing? Hey, ain't no dread. Papa's got a brand new band. Come here, sister.
So myself, Thomas Fluker, and my background singer, Lisa, who did background and lead with the Unity Band at the time, we all went down. Never knew if we were going to get hired or not. We sat out in the hallway for a few hours while they were inside rehearsing. Mr. Brown walks down the hall.
James Brown!
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 He stops and he sees us sitting out in the hall on the chairs. He says, why are they here? And somebody said something to him, and he says, hello, ladies, sir. And he went on back in because his rehearsals are closed. Nobody's supposed to be there. So he went in and he asked Ron who was. He said, sir, that's the lady who sent the tapes. Okay, but I'm not having rehearsals, auditions for vocalists until next week. Well, they came down to see, you know, did not know. He said, well, they're going to have to wait. I'm having my rehearsals right now. So we said, he's like, let's go, guys. And all of a sudden, the lady came out and she said, Mr. Brown, would like to see you guys. We go in, myself and Lisa. So you the one on the tape. You was there too, talking about Lisa, because, you know, she was in the group with me at that time too. He said, let me hear you sing something. She sung Vision of Love by Mariah Carey.
Right through the night, but so alone.
I sung Home by Stephanie Mills. He said, nice voices there. Not too bad. So where you coming from? He said, Buffalo. He said, Buffalo. Yeah, that's right. Buffalo. Buffalo. That's 16 hours. I said, 16 and a half. And y'all sound like that? y'all got the job. You got the job. He said, how fast can you get a passport? And we said, as soon as we, he said, yesterday. Thank you, ma'am. And he told his secretary to talk to us. And she told us, she said, well, he wants to hire you girls. And we went in the bathroom. And that was it. And it's been crazy ever since. And when we did the pay-per-view, Living in America, and we did it at the Wilton Theater in L.A. back in 91, it's been snowballing.
Big round of applause and a lovely bit on sweet.
I don't even think I was home 2 months out of that first year after he got home. It was so busy. It was crazy. And the rest, you know, those are a million other stories, but that's how it started for us.